Listen, a lot of people are calling in and they hate you. They really do, Jimmy Gutterman, who's written this book, The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time. Richard just called me, he's driving around. He says, oh, he says, Nicky, this bloke you've got on, he's driving me berserk.
Okay, well, that's too bad because he's the one who's supposed to be at the wheel. But, what, you know, one of the things that Owen and I tried to do in Slip Disc was focus on the music. So much writing and talking in rock and roll is about the album cover or the video or what they're, who, what they were putting in their veins or who they were sleeping with. And one of the things that Owen and I really tried to do in Slip Discs was focus on the music. So feel free to disagree with me, but, you know, these aren't personal attacks or anything.
You Too, The Unforgettable Fire, you have as one of your all-time worst albums of all time. Surely that's a classic.
Well, that's... Says who? Who says it's a classic? What, you know, there's this conventional wisdom that because some programmer or some critic somewhere decided that something is good, everybody has to follow it for 20 years. I mean, that's the whole scam with the Doors. But I think the case with the Unforgettable Fire is I think that, I mean, U2 is an extraordinarily ambitious group, and I think that's great. That I think that if you're ambitious, you can make great records, and sometimes they do. I think the record before the Unforgettable Fire, War, was a great rock and roll record, but gosh, the Unforgettable Fire was just kind of this muddy, out of focus, first thing that comes to mind record. I mean, they've made better records since then.
Mm-hmm. Charlene, I've never been to me. I think most people would agree with you on that. You know, I've been to...
Yeah, that's right. That's one of those songs that talks about how bad it is to be a star, how horrible it is to be a star. And since it's so bad, please buy my record and give me money so I can keep living like a star.
You're very rude about Rick Astley as well. You may be forgiven by some people for that.
Yeah, but I don't know. People are going to forget who he was in a year anyhow, so...
And Bowie doesn't get a nice word from you. From his Never Let Me Down.
Yeah, one of the most ironically titled albums of all time.
Because he did let people down, yeah. All By Myself, Eric Carmen. Lovely 70s romantic ballad. Take a little bit of Rachmaninoff on the way through, didn't it?
Gosh.
When I was young and never needed anyone and making love was just for fun, those days are gone.
Apparently, from the quality of the, you know, the amount of energy that goes into that song. But it's just a lot of these, you know, tremendously self-pitying songs. And I'm not just referring to the lyrics, that the music is just very drippy and very sad and, you know, kind of just want to slap him around a little bit.
And a man who was top of the charts over here for a long time recently, Brian Adams, you said...
Oh, yeah, I hear the charts now start with number two.
Yeah, Summer of 69, that particular...
Rather appalling track. I mean, there's... You know, for people who are teenagers now who hear songs from the 60s on the radio, they're hearing these songs out of cultural context. You know, they don't know about James Earl Ray. They don't know about Alison Mont. They're not living with, although the Yugoslavians are changing things, they're not living with a war in their on their TV screen every day. And I think those were crucial and unfortunate elements to what made the music great at the time. And, you know, they were what generated the music, whereas Brian's, you know, very absurd and nostalgic view of the past is this... the 60s where everything was free love, man.
And it wasn't like that.
Not for anyone to live through it.
Did you live through it?
I'm here.
Well, it's been fascinating speaking to you tonight, and thanks very much for coming and annoying the hell out of everyone.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, and I was listening to your contest before, and my next book will probably be titled The 50 Worst Michael Bolton Songs of All Time. I'm just waiting for him to put out one more album, so there'll be 50.